Ilana, very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Wonderful to speak to you.
Well, you say that now.
Yes, I say this now.
Right. Exactly. All right. So hold on. So if I were to design an illness that would scare the bejeebies out of the globe, and I would have to make it start from an animal, it would not be a Shetland pony. Ilana Stein.
Yes, look, I've got that point.
It would be a bat. It would be a bat because nobody likes bats. And if you like a bat, you're a psychopath. I'm sorry. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Right. So I'll tell you why you're wrong. Firstly, so I'm not often offended, but in this case I was because I happen to know I'm not a psychopath because my psychologist told me. And I love bats. So, and I'm not the only one that loves bats, I need to tell you.
No, there I've actually got a daughter who loves
bats. In this very country. And
I've got a daughter who loves bats.
Sorry.
In fact, we were away. We were in the Kruger one 2 years ago. And we walked into the room and my daughter was holding a bat.
Oh my God.
It was obviously injured or something. And I actually freaked completely. But never mind. So yes, I know you're not the only one. I happen to have a family member who likes bats too. All right. But tell us about them. Seriously.
Okay. Well, I'm
educate us.
Let me tell you about that because exactly. So this is what I want to tell you. Firstly, as I think we've spoken about before, we always have to look at the bigger picture here. So the bigger picture about bats is what incredible creatures they are and what a bad rap they've had, certainly in Western civilization, so-called. Because if we look at, so yes, some of them are, shall we call them not so huggable as others, but there are some that are actually very cute. The one that your daughter was holding was very possibly a cute one. I don't know. But just in terms of what bats do in this world, it's actually unbelievable. So bats, firstly, you need to know, is it's a mammal. It is not a rat with wings, which people think, you know, people say that a lot. But the truth is they're not rodents. They have their own family called Chiroptera, and they, if you think about it, they are the only mammals that have truly conquered flight. They've got the power of flight that no other mammal has, and I think, frankly, we're just jealous that they got there before we did. But there's about 1,200 different species across the world, and generally divide into insect-eating and fruit or plant eating.
So there's 1,200 species. We were talking about fruit and insects.
Fruit and insects. The amount, I can't remember offhand the amount of insects that an insect-eating bat can actually consume in a night. But let me tell you something. Without these bats, we'd be covered in mosquitoes. And think about how they get them. They've got this echolocation, right? Like radar. Except, of course, they invented it a long time ago, where we can see less well than they can in the dark, but they're not blind as a bat. That is, again, another myth that we have. So these are all the bad raps that have been.
So why did they? Because without being funny, I mean, Zanati was saying culturally,
it's a symbol of like witchcraft. So
if you find one in your house,
correct.
You actually take your family and flee.
Yeah, and you like have to like pour Jay's fluid all over the house.
Wow.
And then of course that tradition of Jay's fluid goes back generations, centuries.
Right. You know, it is. It's a sad thing. And the truth is they're not the only animals that do have a bad rap. There are others. But yes, in many civilizations, most civilizations, in fact, or cultures, I should say, rather, bats do have one because probably, firstly, they're nocturnal. Some of them seriously have some faces that only a mother could love. They're unknown to us. They're in the dark and they're good at what they do. I do need to tell you though, the myth that they get tangled in your hair, a myth. They did experiments. They threw bats at people's hair. They never went in.
It's every young girl's nightmare. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. And it's not actually true. So what I'm trying to say is again, it's like, it's just so interesting. Yes, they are looked at as evil, and they're not evil. In fact, they do an immense amount of good here on
this earth.
How
many species do we have in South Africa? I mean, do we have a large bat species range?
Yes, we've got about 60 right. different species divided mainly, 70% of them are insect eating and the rest are either feed on fruit or they feed on nectar, for example. I don't know if you've ever seen, but you could Google it, a picture of a bat, sipping nectar from the flowers of a baobab tree.
Amazing.
Which they do at night, you know, so they've come to that niche, for example, because at night they're more insects, for example, for the insect eaters and for the fruit and flowers, they don't have to, you know, run up against bees and other things right. that are trying to get the nectar and they pollinate the different trees that
wow.
way and the different flowers. So they're doing an incredible service to us. Which sadly we would only notice at, you know, if they were gone.
Mm. So because we know in some countries that we will not mention, they are eaten.
Oh, Ilana's not here to give us recipes for that.
I just wanted to ask,
yes.
in terms of nutrition, how do they fare?
No, that's a very good point, and it's something I've been thinking about since being called a psychopath. That
oh, well, somebody didn't take that personally.
No, I really have been thinking about it because yes, there are cultures that eat bats. Ours isn't one of them. We actually had it in the Torah a couple of weeks ago, right? Where bats are not kosher. So for us, it's very difficult to understand that. Or if the culture has a part of their culture, which as Zanati, as you said, that sees the bat as evil, you're probably not going to put it on the braai.
Yeah.
But we, you know, there are cultures which do consume bats. They presumably are good sources of protein and that in a normal world, that might have been fine. But the level, the numbers of humans possibly doing this, possibly the conditions, I really don't know. They still don't know. The people that know these things don't know exactly how a virus would hop from one thing to another. All I feel it's done is that it's made us see bats even worse
even
than
worse.
We might have before because
yeah,
now we think it's science as opposed to just, as I say, just a bad rap going back generations.
Where did the myth come from about them being blood suckers?
Ah, so that's an interesting one because in fact in South America there are a couple of species that do feed on blood. They're called vampire bats. You do have those. So
right.
interestingly enough, there are those. They are not in Africa. They're not in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere else except South America. And even there, they don't actually feed on humans. They'll feed on any other animals. They'll land on an animal and, you know, suck a bit of blood and go off. So, which sounds just like a mosquito, but
I was going to say, it's basically
so they're like those vegetarian vampires.
Yes. Well, in fact, that's what Karen M says. This is really interesting. Perhaps bats have a negative connotation because they've been associated with vampires, and the association has stuck.
I think there's that. I think also, for example, in Africa, the animals that have a bad rap are, for example, bats or hyenas. Right, they get associated with witchcraft.
Could be. And I'm being shouted at.
Oh.
I think it's for you, Zanati, even though they say Howard,
yes.
but I think it means it's for
okay.
you. Howard, those wasps that you laughed about killed all the bees in the garden root, and there was a major threat for killing all the bees in South Africa. A major spraying of them had to be done to get rid of them. Now we're going to caps, Zanati.
Oh, yes.
This part's for you.
yes.
So what is the joke about them so funny?
Mm.
You're
Zanati. Howard.
You know what? Sometimes you actually just disappoint me. You do, Zanati.
I was just sticking news, actually.
You are,
you know
because
yeah.
you know what? When you started laughing at...
Yeah, no, then everything just went,
It's so insensitive. It's like apartheid.
I know, yeah.
Sorry, Lana. We were just talking amongst ourselves here and our listeners. Sorry, but you were saying, the whole,
I think nocturnal animals in general, it's interesting. Owls have sometimes are seen as bad and sometimes good. I think we kind of got good because of Winnie the Pooh and various things about owls being wise, which again is not necessarily true. I would say though that for those of you who've gone to the Kruger, if you ever have looked up in the eaves of the Skakuza Rest Camp shop, you will see, I don't know if they're still there, this was a number of years ago that I saw them, but these fruit bats called epaulated fruit bats or flying foxes, and they've got little foxy faces, and they're very, very cute.
She's actually trying to make us like them.
yes.
She's actually trying to make, it's like, abalone.
I'm trying to change your point of view here.
Yeah, you know what? And you're doing a very, very good job. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there. It is 8:43. Charles, it's such a pleasure not to talk about COVID all the time. Other people saying so interesting. Clive says, just don't eat them. Unsigned says, why are the fruit eaters not kosher? Because the Bible says so. And so we go. Ilana Stein, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. And I'm glad you still are speaking to us, even though Zanati offended you.